How many times have we heard our parents say, "Listen to me and do what I tell you to do"? We listen to our coaches, we listen to our parents, we listen to teachers, to those in our life, because we are trained to listen to those in authority. And we want to please them. And in turn, that keeps us out of trouble. But it also causes us to desire their praise. All of us want praise. All of us like to be acknowledged by others. Jesus says in today's gospel, though, "I do not accept human praise." That's difficult for us to hear. We want to be liked and we want to be accepted by our family, our friends, and particularly the strangers that we meet. But that path may not lead us to holiness. The desire for fame and praise from people can be a most powerful temptation to sin. It can lead us to do things just to receive the approval of others. Seeking praise and fame can make ourselves slaves of others because we allow their opinions to determine how we should act. And this temptation to seek human rather than divine approval is especially strong for those of us in leadership positions. The desire for fame can make us so self-absorbed that we lose sight of what is good and just and true and holy. Ideally, the love of God and the love of neighbor. As laity, single or married, or clergy and consecrated religious, we are all called to listen to only one voice. We are called to please only one voice, the voice of God. That voice can only be heard within our hearts that are well disposed, humble, and contrite, so that every one of us who believes in him then might hear and listen to him and receive eternal life. Jesus also tells the Jews, "I came in the name of my Father, but you do not believe it." He acknowledges that the Jews will not take his word for who he says he is. And Jesus says, "I cannot testify on my own behalf, nor do I accept any other human testimony on my behalf." Jesus knows there is no other human being that fully understands the mystery of his incarnation, not even John the Baptist. Jesus says, "But I can give testimony greater than human testimony." And his testimony is his works, the works that the Father gave Jesus to perform, the mission that he sent him on here on earth, the salvation of man. When we properly discern what Jesus tells us by faith, these signs point to him in his true origin and that he has been sent by God, his Father. How many times do we miss the signs that God sends us every day? In the first reading today, with courage and fortitude, Moses intercedes on behalf of God's people to a level of self-sacrifice and offering of his own life to God in exchange for the lives of God's sinful people. Jesus, the new Moses, fulfills Moses' request and exchanges his life for the sinful life of his people. So there are two powerful lessons here that Jesus teaches us today. First, he came in the name of the Father, and it's his testimony that he lives by. And the second is that it is only the Father's voice that we should follow. Jesus came so that we could know the Father, and he came so that we could learn to listen to the Father through him. So in conclusion, today's gospel acclamation sums it up. So God loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Let us today, with humble and contrite hearts, listen to the voice of God.